Do you like to hear the old man singing? I wish she could sing real pretty for you. I wish she could, I wish. Go ahead and sing it pretty, he says. Let's give a little of that positive assurance that all these things can happen. We had a couple of guys for dinner tonight. One was a major in the Marine Corps and one was a colonel in the Army. They came out of Saigon to help teach us how to fight the war, I guess. These guys are kind of embarrassed to come out here and talk to us people in the bush, in a way. But they've got policy to make and to carry out. And if they're level-headed and know their stuff, they always realize that they're a world apart when talking about tactics and policy to guys that are working with the head-on with the Vietnamese. And so if they're intelligent guys, they're usually pretty nice to have around because they appreciate us old fellers out here. Them, just like I appreciate me. I'm still saying I'm the real good guy, and I have to keep it up so that I don't think other people think I'm not. I'll have to talk myself into the idea. But I wonder what's happened to Helen. I've been kind of thinking about old Helen, Patricia McKercher. I wonder how she's getting along. I guess you'd be the last to hear. I'd probably hear from somebody if she was having a little problem. Probably I wouldn't hear either, since Phyllis would hear first, and she would probably not tell anybody. But old Helen is probably, maybe she's in heaven. Maybe heaven on earth, maybe hell on earth, I don't know. Maybe she's not, maybe it's just me thinking about her. But I'm glad that I can think about them, and usually they send me some kind of a message. I don't have much message one way or the other, just I've been thinking about her. Maybe she's thinking about me. Wandering, wandering, da 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 da, wandering, wandering, da dee dee dee. How's my little dog Cindy making out? Hey, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on, baby. Come on, Cindy. Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Here. Here. Come over here. Come over here. Come here. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up. Come on. Sit up. Sit up. That's a girl. Sit right up there and look at Mama and grin and be a good dog. Okay. I wonder if she ever... The cartoon you sent the other day of that big dog licking the mailman in the face. Say, don't let on. Let's see if she knows you. I wonder if she knows me. 6 months. Gee, old Shep looks old. Stub. Well, I'm glad to hear that everybody's doing good, and Ruth and Lou can take a trip to Chicago and look over that side of the city, and I'm glad to hear the rains left you intact, and that the sump pump works. And I'm glad to hear that you're about through with your work. I think you told me you had that weekend was your last one, unless you fill in for somebody. And I'm glad to hear that everything's going real good for you. I don't know what to advise you to do about when you terminate at the university. Maybe you just better go on 1 year's furlough without pay. Who knows? You might want to go back there someday and take up where you left off and have yourself continuous credit. If we hadn't have stopped work before, you'd have had 10 years in. You'd been able to retire. Had a pension, boy. How about that? Well, I guess when we're ready to retire, we'll be retiring all over the place. If I can stay in this outfit 5 years, I can retire. And I can retire at probably 30 years federal service with three quarters pay. I don't know what they retired at. They retired at the pace, whatever they get a percentage of, it's of the five best years salary. So this will be my five best years. It'll probably be this salary I'm drawing now. Well, I never did get my physical examination, and I really need one, so I guess I'll have to pay old Doc $65 to give me a physical so I can send in for my application again. Renew my application. I'll have to find out where to send it. That's going to be something, I guess. Well, that's the way life is, full of all kinds of surprises. And I was on the folks, and that's Lou and Ruth and Bob and Marge. I bet they're pretty well got the house shook down after that little shakedown cruise they made in the water. It's the best way to start a house, to have a, what you call, a wet it down party. And christen the house, Lee I christen, watertight, Bertha. I expect by now the water's out, and they look around and see what problems they're going to have, and hope it never happens again. But if it rains 40 days and 40 nights, that old floodplain of the Platte, of the Boulder Creek, will always be a danger. But I guess the danger would be if the dam broke and there wasn't any controlling factors on the water. They can control it for 2 or 3 weeks, I guess. Move all the people out, get to the hills. And that's what I'm thinking about getting to pretty soon. I wonder where my fishing gear is. I think I'm going to have to buy a new pair of boots. Uh-huh. Nobody said anything about the trailer, eh? Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Do you know what I'm going to do, honey? Well, I guess we'll let that happen when it happens. I sure got a big feeling in my heart for you tonight. Same old love, same old yearning. Same old personality, wanting your personality, but tonight I just got a comfortable feeling of love in my heart, and I want to pass it on to you to let you know that this is a good old world we're living in, and we've got a lot to do, I guess, for the rest of the world to kind of make up for it. We're so fortunate. We live such fortunate lives. Things come our way easy. I wish maybe I could write a poem someday and thank the Lord for my and your happiness. Maybe I will someday. Maybe I'll just keep telling him, thanks, God. Thank you, Lord. We really mean it, too. We want to help other people just because you help us. And so we'll do it every way we can. Help us increase and improve our personalities. Keep this love between Florence and I blooming and a-blooming, growing as we grow older. It's such a sweet thing, and it's so good for us. And I'll be seeing you before too long, honey. So don't forget. Don't be staying out late at night, because I might come home any minute now, like I did. Remember the time I was going overseas? Ship didn't sail, and I came back to Lorraine's looking for you. It was a sad and sorry night. And old Carly drank a lot of hooch in those days. And that's one of the things that I'm thankful for. Guys have been asking me, how come you don't drink? How come you don't enjoy that? I say, well, I got somebody that don't want me to drink. So I don't drink. Might be a good thing if I did sometime. But take care of yourself, baby. And remember how much I love you. And say hello to all the folks. Tell all of them that old Carl's real anxious to come home. And he'll be there soon. And you keep writing me now. Don't give up. Make him too short. If you can't.